We live in a very nihilistic culture, and I find it in our entertainment. The idea of having a set of principles that guide you in life, man, that seems so old-fashioned, that seems so fussy, no, I'm just gonna be who I am. The values that are implanted in entertainment are completely nihilistic. They give you no focus, they give you no direction, they don't tell you what actually matters in life. They give you all of these faults, these illusions about what life is about. Some of it stems from the kind of fractured society that we live in. Most cultures up until the 21st century had a kind of cohesiveness to it. There were certain myths that people ascribed to that set the boundaries. This is what unites us all. These are the things that are good. These are the things that we hate. These are the values that are good. These are the values that are bad. Now, sometimes those cultures, those conventions, those myths were not good. But then you had something to rebel against. What are you going to rebel against now? You don't even know what to rebel against now because there's nothing. It's just pure chaos. Instead of fetishizing AI, fetishize the human brain. Fetishize human powers. Fetishize our sociabilities, our theory of mind. Theory of mind is what makes humans human. And what that means is we have the ability to put ourselves in the minds of other people, to imagine what they're thinking, what they're doing. That's what makes us a preeminent social animal, which is the source of our power. What is your power? Your power is your ability to be social, is your ability to navigate difficult social environments. Your second power is your brain and all the incredible things it has. One of them is the ability to focus. One is the ability to learn, is the plasticity of the brain. So the guiding metaphor, if it's all technology, it kind of makes us think that, you know, with your smartphone, you have all of these powers and you can't believe it. It makes you so impatient. Everything should be like my phone. Everything should be instant. Everything should be at my fingertip. If my internet service goes down for a few hours, I get so cranky. Well, you're like a little baby whining and crying, right? No. What really should matter is not, you don't have those powers, you can't press a button, your brain isn't designed that way. It takes years to develop true skill, to be a master at something. You need to go back to these elemental primal human qualities. Our sociability, so get out of the virtual realm, learn social skills, and you need brain skills, you need to develop skills, actual skills that you can use in this world. Now, the other thing you have to realize is what builds strength, what builds character is resistance. If you're trying to make your body physically stronger, you need resistance. You need weights because weights are natural resistance. You need to swim. Water is resistant. You need to run. You know, gravity is resistant, etc. That resistance builds muscle, builds strength, builds aerobic power, etc., etc. Mentally, it's the same thing. The times that you live in are providing incredible amounts of resistance towards success, towards power, towards a sense of fulfillment. They are flooding your face with all kinds of qualities that you have to resist. And to the degree that you're aware of these qualities, and to the degree that you resist them, you will build inner strength, you will build the kind of life skills that are necessary to survive and thrive in a very, very tough world. One of these resistance factors is social media, is the level of distractions that we're all facing. It's never, ever, ever been so intense. And you have to realize you don't let everything into your body. You don't eat all this sugar, I hope at least. You don't eat all the pizza that you think is great for you. You understand that you have to limit your diet to be healthy, particularly as you get older. You have to limit your sugar intake, among other things, etc. Okay? You have to limit the amount of stuff that's coming into your head. You have to put your head on a diet. You have to go, I can't be distracted. I can't absorb all of this information. The human brain, we can only retain so much in our short-term memory, let alone our long-term memory. You're flooding it with too much, and what happens is you're losing the ability to focus on simple things. To be successful, you have to have primarily the quality to focus, to concentrate. And that begins on small, banal tasks. This is, you know, a simple example, but if you're playing the piano or you want to be a chess master, you have to learn the basics. You have to learn the moves, the different games you can play. You have to learn how to do scales. You have to be very focused and attentive to it. So if you're trying to learn scales and learn how to play the piano and your mind is in 20 different places, you'll never master it. You have to develop the ability to concentrate, to focus, and the times that you are living in are making it increasingly so difficult for you that it's splintering your brain and your attention into 1,000 different pieces to the point where you can't even focus on your body, on yourself, on who you are, on what makes you strong. So you got to put your brain on a diet, and that means you got to limit how much social media you let into your life. You have to limit how many different sources you're listening to. You can't be listening to 100 different podcasts every week. Put yourself on a diet and say, what is it that matters? What is important? And then that brings you to the second question, which is tied to the first one, which is by far the most important step in your life with all of these things coming at you that are creating resistance that are going to make it hard for you, which is, who are you? What makes you unique? What were you born to achieve in this world? You have to be aware of that. And to be aware of that, you have to be able to focus. You have to have introspect. The ability to tune out things and to look at yourself and go inward and go, this is what matters to me. This is what I hate. I realized early on, I hate politicking. I hate office politics. I hate working for other people. They annoy me. I feel like I can do a better job than they can. Therefore, Robert, you need to be an entrepreneur. You're not meant in this life to be working for other people. So you have to be attuned to yourself. You have to look in and go, this is what I hate. This is what I love. And you have to be honest because you can fool yourself. You can think that you love rock music and that you're meant to be a rock star, but it's only that's because of the culture that you're living in and what your friends think is cool. That isn't necessarily who you are. You have to look at yourself. You have to go through a process being honest and going, what excites me? What do I feel like makes me unique? The power that you have in life is mining that uniqueness, mining that individual quality in whatever field you go into, even in business or being an entrepreneur. You can't have that self-awareness if you can't focus, if you can't concentrate, if you can't be bored and take a notebook and start writing things out about your childhood, about who you are, about what you love and what you hate. If you can't do that, I'm sorry, but there's no hope for you. So you have to be able to put yourself on that information diet and go into that introspective process. See who you are by becoming who you are. You see what your fate is and you become that fate and you realize it by your self-awareness. So a lot of people don't realize what they were meant to accomplish in life. When you figure it out, life becomes thrilling. It becomes an adventure. You know, if you want to be a great basketball player or a chess master, in the beginning, it's tedious, it's boring, it's hell, you're frustrated. 5 years down the line, it's kind of getting easier and better. 10 years down the line, you're able to shoot 60% on three-point shots. You become a grandmaster or whatever the step below that is. You're having fun. It's exciting. So following this path is actually the most thrilling thing you can be on. Because you're not going to do it if you think it's all drudgery and pain, and I've got to spend so many years self-sacrificing, not being able to. No, man, you're going to have fun. Overcoming challenges, getting good at something is the greatest high you can have. If you want to be an entrepreneur and you're 23 years old and you go, nah, I'm not really ready for it. I need to go back to business school. Okay, no, you start your business now and it fails. And it's painful. Then you go, I'm going to do it again because I learned some terrible lessons. And you do it again and it succeeds. Man, what a feeling. You've overcome yourself. You've mastered your own weaknesses. You're having fun. People are admiring you. You have the attention that you want. It's a high. It's great. So mastering something, becoming great, figuring out what you want to do, it's the most fulfilling decision you can ever make. If you can delay immediate gratification, if you can say it'll come to something in 3 or 4 years, if I'm focused, if I'm energized, then you're going to reap the rewards, I guarantee you, because that's how the human brain is structured. This is a goal that you can have, and it's incredibly, it'll give your life a sense of direction. So you don't need anything else. So when you have a sense of purpose, when you know what makes you unique, when you know what your calling is in life, then if you hit a moment where you want to quit, all right, I'm not going to quit. I just need to go a slightly different direction here. When I was in my mid-20s, you know, in my journalism career, I was very unhappy. It wasn't working for me. I was depressed. So I go and I leave and I go to Europe and I travel Europe and I had a heck of fun. I was seeing incredible things. I was learning languages. I was trying to write novels, but I was poor. And I was starting to get older and I was going, God, this isn't working. And I got very depressed. And then I came back to Los Angeles and I go, I know, I'm going to become a screenwriter. It's Hollywood. Hooray. I'm going to make money, but I'm going to write. It's going to be fine. I like theater. It's going to be exciting. I start going in. I hate Hollywood. It's soulless. I'm not very good at it. I start getting very depressed. Probably the most depressed I've ever been in my life at that point in my one-bedroom apartment in Santa Monica. And I was like, God damn it, what am I meant to do in life? And then I had a fortuitous encounter with a man who produces books. He asked me for an idea for a book, and I kind of improvised the 48 Laws of Power, and it all fell into place. But my lesson is, my long-winded story is, I got depressed, I got down on myself, but I never gave up. I kept saying, I'm meant to write. I'm a good writer. I have a way with words. I'm undisciplined. I have flaws, but I can write. I have a message. I have something to say. I think a lot of people would have given up at that point, and I didn't give up because I had that inner voice saying, you're meant to write. You've developed skill. Don't give up. Keep trying, keep trying, keep trying. It picked me up every single time. And so when I look at people and I go, they don't have that. It's very sad because if they face a situation like that, they do, they give up. And then they go funnel down a dark tunnel, a dark path in life. I don't want you to get into that downward syndrome. I want you to see the fact that you have an overall frame, an overall purpose that gives you that radar. So when things are bad, you don't give up. You just say, I need to make a slight course correction to where I'm going in life. Even in these miserable times, even with all the problems, there is a path that will lead to something so different and it'll turn your life around. All the twists and turns of my life weren't perfect, but they happened for a reason. They made me stronger. I learned from them. You can have a bad experience and you can throw your hands up in the air and go, damn it, why'd that happen? I should have done something differently. Or you can go, I can learn from it. It happened for a reason. It taught me something. It taught me that this was the wrong thing I should do. It taught me that I am intended to do something differently. Everything in life is a lesson. It is teaching me. What happens in life is kind of actually under your control. And the fate is saying that because it's something that is sort of inscribed in your genetic code. It was meant to happen that way. And you see it and you actualize it and you make it a positive thing. You discover what that seed is, what you were meant to accomplish in life.